tonight, the battle has been joined. This military action, taken in accord with United Nations resolutions and with the consent of the United States Congress, follows months of constant and virtually endless diplomatic activity on the part of the United Nations, the United States, and many, many other countries. Arab leaders sought what became known as an Arab solution, only to conclude that Saddam Hussein was unwilling to leave Kuwait. Others traveled to Baghdad in a variety of opportunities for peace and justice. Our Secretary of State, James Baker, held an historic meeting in Geneva, only to be totally ignored. This past weekend, in a last-ditch effort, the Secretary General of the United Nations went to the Middle East.
You liar!